Sure, you'll be glad you did. We've got a good set of presentations for you this afternoon. And I actually clicked too fast to know the entire title, but we're going to talk about interaction of public health with clinical meaningful use. Help me out, guys. What did I miss? Hospital. Yeah, so it's really kind of the bringing it all together type presentation here on data exchange for laboratory. We have three presenters. We'll go through all the presentations and save the questions for the end. And for the questions, two rules: use the microphone, I'll come to you, and then please identify yourself because we are being listened to, if not recorded. I think we're being recorded as well. And so cell phones on silent also, please. So let me start with introducing John Glock. John is the CEO of LabPoint in Omaha, Nebraska. He has worked in healthcare IT for nearly 12 years in multiple roles as a programmer, project manager, and IT manager for the Nebraska Public Health Lab at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. His work with the State Public Health Lab involved development of one of the first web-based lab order and reporting systems, as well as the underlying integration engine to facilitate the interfaces with the lab information system. This system incorporated a rules-based engine allowing for the automated identification of reportable conditions and serves to fulfill mandatory disease reporting for the public health labs as well as several hospitals. In 2007, recognizing the growing need for healthcare integration services, John co-founded LabPoint to help address integration needs within the public health and private health communities. His work continues with the Nebraska Public Health Lab, and he has consulting engagements with the Association of Public Health Labs. This work includes the operation of one of two national hubs for the APHL-CDC Public Health Laboratory Interoperability Project, or FLIP. Private sector work involves design and implementation of integration systems supporting the exchange of hospital, lab, and radiology data among their trading partners. John.
Thanks, John. Good afternoon, everybody. I was thinking when I showed up in Atlanta, it's been 2004 since I was at a Finn conference, and I think Finn maybe started in 03. So I've been doing an informal survey of people that I recognized from back in 04, and I asked, it's a simple question, how far do you think public health integration, public health information informatics has come? And the general consensus was not very far. Not as far as we optimistically thought, maybe in 2004. I'm a glasses half full kind of guy, so I tend to see things optimistically. I recall in 04 we were telling people there was a problem and getting a lot of blank stares before we could even go to maybe a possible solution. Fast forward to 2011. General consensus is we have a problem and a lot of people working on the solution, which is really encouraging. I'll give you a real quick background where we came from, how I happen to be where I'm at. The public health lab in Nebraska is somewhat unique, best described maybe as a hybrid system. In 1998, probably under a lot of duress, financial duress, they moved the public health lab from a freestanding building under the control of the state health department down to the University of Nebraska Med Center, 60 miles down the interstate to Omaha. And it was seen as a good thing. The reality was it was awful bumpy. All of a sudden, all these things you could do with your coworker next door were now an hour's drive down the interstate. So it quickly led to web-based lab order and reporting, just to do basic fulfillment of orders and result reporting. If you think in 1998 to 2000, the web was at most maybe 3 to 5 years old, and it was seen more in the realm of a toy or a nice to have. It certainly wasn't seen in the realm of healthcare reporting. So it was quite a struggle, quite an advance, just to get people to accept it. We, again, out of necessity, we had to do an integration engine. We built our own because, frankly, we couldn't afford anything else. Options were few. You could buy the Mercedes Cloverleaf, but we couldn't buy it. We didn't have the funds. We wrote our own, as all good programmers would do. It's a rules-based engine, so it allowed us to get it into the hands of the folks that know, not the IT guys, but the laboratory folks who could define what a reportable condition was and actually go into the system and configure it with minimal programmer help. So those were some of the ancillary things that came from us having to do this, having to roll our own. We were one of the, if not the first, one of the first NEDS integrations, and Dr. Safranik, our state epidemiologist, is walking around the conference here. You can spot him because he has the arrows in his back from being one of the pioneers of that. It turned out to be a good thing, and to this day, that's how our public health personnel receive what our laboratories produce. In some ways, we 8-10 years later, the hub and spoke model was what we chose to focus on for venturing out into more public health and commercial areas. If you can imagine, on the end of some of these spokes, there's another hub, and that's kind of simply what our model is. We had to pick something. We had a few criteria that would be able to scale. It not incrementally get more expensive, and so we chose Mirth. We could have just as easily chosen from a few others, or even considered writing our own again. But it's a model that we can replicate. I tell my folks that I work with, we're only at 5% of where I plan to be. So if it hurts now, multiply it by 20, and it's going to hurt a lot more. So we have to get it right at the foundation, and that's what we spend in. Inordinate amount of time trying to get the foundation right so that in the future we have the tools to work with. Simply it provides the proverbial dial tone. We, in the telephone analogy, we're dropping a telephone within these hospitals and laboratories, and when we're done, they receive a dial tone figuratively. In our public health side of things, it's the producers of the data, it's allowed them to integrate more tightly with clinics, hospitals that happen to have public health clinics. We can do direct interfaces and things like that. We didn't really expect some of these ancillary things that came off of it, such as easy one-off public health interfaces. We had a request come up for ILI reporting. Somebody asked, can it go into our NED system? We didn't know. We had the tools already in place to try it. It works. It's in production. Custom reporting comes at us all the time. One of the within the last couple of years, one of the big ones we installed was for the infertility prevention program, right? Some of the onerous federal mandated reporting that needs to take place, it was happening through a mainframe SaaS application at the state. Very expensive for licensing. Because we had the infrastructure in place with our model, we were able to fulfill their reporting requirements. They were able to sunset a whole mainframe system, which you can imagine the savings there. And then just like in this Amazon world that we live in, you want to be able to serve yourself on where's my order? When's my package going to arrive? And because, again, of this infrastructure, it allows the folks that we serve, the county and the state public health personnel and others, it allows them sort of a self-service. If not a kind of a custom report, maybe a web-based access into our system at different points, the security access controls that go along with that, who has a right to it, and be able to automatically allow them into different levels of our infrastructure. And then Nebraska's, for better or worse, we have new mandatory disease reporting laws that have come down. It raises the bar substantially for us. And honestly, if it weren't for this new infrastructure we had in place, I might have considered throwing in the towel. It was just going to be too hard to meet the standards, but it's a project that's underway now, well underway, and I'm not quite to the point of declaring it a success, but we're gonna meet our goal eventually. Probably 50% of my time is spent split between public health and the commercial world, and it comes naturally to me. It's the world I grew up in, with the Nebraska Public Health Lab being in a in a commercial laboratory. On the commercial side, front and center, what drives us is the lab outreach business. It allows us to go in and make a pretty viable business case, a value proposition on why that laboratory might want to spend the money to build an interface into a partnering hospital or a partnering clinic, for example. And simply, there's three reasons. Sometimes all of them present. Sometimes just one. There's usually a pain. These are how things come to us. It's a doctor that says, I can't get my results like I did before you installed the XYZ hospital system, or it'd sure be nice if I could get this, or it adds efficiencies, which might mean time savings, cost savings, or accuracy. If there's manual data entry involved, there's going to be inaccuracies involved. That's guaranteed. One of the lesser recognized ones, but one that we use an awful lot, or through the public health lab, for example, is the tightening of client relationships. In the old days, it might have been called vendor lock-in, but we see it more positively in that it makes for tighter relationships. Clients aren't going to go somewhere else if they have good, efficient relationships through a nice interface that was well done and well maintained. Real quick, the examples of production interfaces that we have are the most common one. We call it our Tier 1, which is a fancy way of saying it. It's a known interface that's relatively easy for us to do. Some would say a lost leader, but I think there's a little sliver of margin in these for us. Lab-to-clinic EMRs. We see them all over the place, and we're getting pretty good. I kind of lost count of how many we maintain now, but the volume of them coming on is increasing. Might be driven from meaningful use. Honestly, I don't have time to sit and analyze why they're coming at us so fast, but they're a good thing because they lead to the bigger interface projects, integration projects. Lab radiology interfaces are one example. That those typically are between from hospital to related hospital. There's hospital lab to hospital lab bidirectional interfaces that are occurring as a result of accountable care organizations that are popping up. So you have two historically competing entities that would never consider sitting in a conference room together, but it's okay for IT guys to come in under the kind of the guise of we're just doing an interface, and rather than have people sit around with arms crossed, kind of button heads, where the IT folks go in with the idea of how are we going to get this done, and typically it flows up then to the C-level suite and allows other relationships to happen, which is pretty cool. The mission, pure and simple. My goal and the folks I work with, it's to enable everybody to communicate and make the call. Where we think it's going, it's the change, and change driven by federal state legislation, change driven by tightening budgets, consolidation. We don't know much other than the change is going to happen, and it's increasing. I don't know if it's the fact that I'm getting older and time kind of speeds up, but it's increasing, and we know it's good to be nimble. A nimble, connected community is even better. When it's one thing for me to be nimble and be able to communicate, but I need that farmer down the road to also have a dial tone on his farm. And so a nimble, connected community, be it local, state, national, it's good for all of us. One thing we kind of theorized was out there, but it came along faster than we expected, was the economy of scale that happens when people are connected. The hard part is laying that initial cable, that last mile, into a clinic or a laboratory. Once they're connected, then the easy part is routing the calls. That doctor might be a referring physician for this clinic over here, for example. Well, it's without any more work of laying cables and physically, you know, as physical it is in a virtual world, without having to lay the cables, we can route the call. And that's pretty neat to see that the speed of integration starts speeding up exponentially. And we're on the cusp of that, and it's something that I'm keeping my eye on because it's kind of fun. Feel free to give me a call, drop me an email. If you're in Omaha, I'll buy you a good steak. I'm in this business for life, and I have been for 10 years, so feel free to reach out to me. Thank you.